الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Hadith number 261 was narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam forbade, and I'll quote the Arabic word because there isn't anything in English similar to it. Al-muzabanah, meaning to sell ungathered ripe dates of one's garden, of one's farm, for measured dried dates, or fresh grapes for measured dried grapes, or standing crops for measured quantity of foodstuff. He forbade all such bargains. Now let us understand the word muzabana. Azabn is to push, a struggle. And as you've heard, there are three types that the Prophet mentioned, alayhi salatu wasalam. One is dates, fresh with dried. Two, grapes with raisin. Three, grain, or actually the actual standing crops in the ears or in the spikes itself when it's still there, with grain, whether it's wheat or anything else, after being harvested and processed. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is forbidding such sale. Any reason, do you think? What do you think? Yes.
Standing crop can get spoiled by some disease, for example, or the same can apply to trees with fruits.
No, this is not the reason. Yes.
Because this involves riba.
Because this is called riba. But why? Any specific reason, Abdurrahman?
My take on this is that because the fruits are ripe and when they dry, you don't know what quantity you may end up with. And because of that, it is not allowed.
Very good. This is the right answer. The answer of the young brother is also correct, because there is a number of things that the Prophet ﷺ indicated to us. We will study this, inshallah, in the following series, that are considered to be riba. What is meant by riba? Usury. And the Prophet gave us six types that we can consider them to be the headlines, and there will be a subheading falling under them. And among the things that he called, alayhi salatu wasalam, two, gold and silver, and then he said wheat, barley, dates, and salt. These are the six types. So now we're talking about dates. So the Prophet forbade, alayhi salatu wasalam, the sale of muzabana. What is the sale of muzabana? I come and look at your farm, palm trees, nice ripe dates, fresh. We call it in Arabic, rutab. Different than tamr. Tamr is the dry one. Rutab mean ripe. So I come and say to you, akhi, this beautiful crops of yours, I will give you what a person who's expert in estimating, and this person expert in estimating the weight or the size is known kharis, and the kharis is to estimate, to doubt, and his job, he's one of the people that the ruler sends off to collect zakah. You know that there is zakat in cattle, and there are also zakat from the crops that come out of the land, especially, not all of them, fruits, vegetables, there is no zakat in that. But we're talking about dates, about grapes, and about things that can be turned into dry grain, such as wheat, barley, corn, beans, etc. So what does this kharis, or this man who estimates, do? He goes to a farm. Assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. Big farm, mashallah. I would like to take the zakat of it. He said, we did not harvest it yet. So he estimates. It's not time of harvesting, maybe. Maybe it's going to be later on. He estimates. He says, I see that what you have here is equivalent to 2,000 tons. So the zakat is so and so. Okay, he's an expert. He knows what would be the quantity, approximately, give or take. Now, in buying and selling, this is not permissible. Because in riba, you have to avoid being different. So I cannot give you 10 grams of gold for 9.99 grams of gold. 0.001 is different. Nope, this is haram. It has to be exact. So when you say that I'll give you 500 tons for whatever you have, and you say, I agree, the Prophet says, no. In another hadith, the Prophet was brought with good dates. And who brought it? Bilal. So the Prophet said, Bilal, where did you get this grape from? I don't remember that we're having this in our home. He said, oh, Prophet of Allah, we had two sa' of bad dates. So I went to the market and I bought one good sa' with these two. What did the Prophet say? Awwah, awwah, aynu riba. He says, oh my God, oh, this is exactly what riba is. Then what should I have done, O Prophet of Allah? You should have sold the two sa', collected the money, and then afterwards you have the choice to buy a better sa' from him or from someone else. So the Prophet is telling us, when they asked him, okay, why is such a transaction forbidden? The Prophet told them in a different hadith that the ripe dates, when it dries and becomes dried dates, will it lose weight? And they said, yes. And said, then this is not permissible because it's different. It has to be exactly identical. And we will go into detail, inshallah, when we study the hadiths related to riba. So first of all, dates, ripe and dry. Second of all, the Prophet said, al-Islam, grapes that are turned into raisin, zabib. So this is also difference of being unable to actually and specifically state the weight. And if you cannot state the weight, then the transaction is void. It goes into ambiguity and it goes also into riba. The last and third type is we're talking about standing crops, such as wheat, such as barley, while they are in their ears or in their spikes. You cannot buy these with grain, with foodstuff, until you harvest it and turn it into that, and then you can sell that. And we will come to mention this, inshallah, in the field of riba. Imam Malik, may Allah have mercy on his soul, Malik ibn Anas, the Imam of Medina, he used to say that muzabana is any type of transaction that you do not have equal weight or size or specific measurements of it, whether it is part of the six riba types or not, anything that you're not specific, not knowing the exact weight or size would go. And this seems to be, inshallah, the most authentic opinion. The following hadith, hadith number 262, we will briefly go through it because we've spoken about most of it. Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, said that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade, now let's hear these new words, forbade al-mukhabarah, al-mukhabarah, al-muhaqalah. This is the second word, al-muhaqalah. And he forbade al-muzabana. We took al-muzabana earlier, so we will not go into this. And the sale of fruits until their condition becomes clear. We went through this as well, until they become red or yellow. And he commanded that commodities should not be sold but for the dinar and dirham, except in case of al-araya. Now, all of this needs a lot of explanation. But we will not go into details because al-araya, we will have a separate chapter for it. Now, what is al-mukhabara? Islam forbids aggression. It forbids injustice. So if I have a land and you come and you would like to cultivate it, and I will say, okay, I agree, but give me a percentage of the crops as a rent. So we're partners now, huh? You're cultivating and I am offering my land. There's nothing wrong in that. If I say I will have 25% of the crops, okay? No problem. If I say I have 90% of the crops, no problem? No problem. Because there is agreement. Al-mukhabara is unlike this. Al-mukhabara is specifically designating an area and say whatever comes in this area is mine. And the rest is yours. Scholars say that this is haram. Why? There is ambiguity on both of us. Usually, the owner of the land knows where the most productive area is. So usually I would say, listen, the side of the streams or of the river, whatever grows there is mine. And the rest of the land is yours. Now there is ambiguity because after he cultivates it and he plants all the seeds and everything, at the time of the harvest, there is a possibility that only at the side of the rivers and the streams will get crops and the rest is nothing. Now the man worked for 6 months for zero, tough luck. No, this is haram. And it could be the other way around. It could be that he gets in his share that he worked for hard, and maybe he would not work as hard in my share because he knows that this is mine and this is his. He would do everything he wants in his share, in my share, because it's not his, he will neglect. Islam says this is haram. Mukhabara is haram. Make it common in the whole of the land. 20-80, 30-70, no problem. The percentage is no problem. But we all share and we all suffer. But having it in a different way, this is not permissible. We have a short break. Stay tuned. And inshallah, we'll be right back.